Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Monday, March 28th in the year 2022. The globe is on the verge of thermonuclear war.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
The words of Pope John Paul burn as brightly today. Never, ever give up hope. Never doubt. Never tire. Never become discouraged. Be not afraid. A dictator bent on rebuilding an empire will never erase a people's love for liberty. Brutality will never grind down their will to be free. Ukraine will never be a victory for Russia. For free people refuse to live in a world of hopelessness and darkness. We will have a different future, a brighter future, rooted in democracy and principle, hope and light, of decency and dignity, of freedom and possibilities. For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Monday worldwide broadcast. You're watching InfoWars, ladies and gentlemen. And Lord willing, we'll be here on air for the next 4 hours. Well, you just saw the puppet president making his rounds in Europe, calling for the removal of Putin or regime change. Lindsey Graham has put a finer point on it, saying three times on national TV he wants the leader of Russia assassinated by its government. That is total declaration of war, just like the sanctions, just like overthrowing the Ukrainian government that was elected, that was pro-Russian 8 years ago, just like bringing weapons into their border, just like funding all the Nazi battalions. And then myself and many others, like Tucker Carlson and Roger Stone, get attacked by the national news, Joe Rogan for that matter, for simply agreeing with former U.S. government policy until about a decade ago that we wouldn't meddle in Ukraine and we wouldn't put weapons in Ukraine and we wouldn't overthrow governments in Ukraine and that we wouldn't threaten to kill heads of state. So any diplomat or anybody, Republican or Democrat, 10 years ago would agree with me and Tucker Carlson and Roger Stone and Joe Rogan. But now everybody from top Democrats to top Republicans are calling yours truly a Russian agent, all because I'm against this out-of-control escalating war that's being used as the cover for the unbelievable collapse in the production of food and delivery systems around this globe. But the good news is, and that's the good news, the silver lining in this very dark storm cloud of ongoing expanding war, not storm clouds of coming war, storm clouds of intensifying war, is that even establishment polls that lean towards war and propaganda and towards Biden, the way they sample and do their polls, they're very skewed. On average, 15 points for whatever the globalists want in the methodology, have support for Biden at 20% or lower for the war, in the low 30s overall support, and in the teens for people believing that he's not going to get us into a wider war. So people really, really get that this guy is a mega, massive disaster. Now, the globalists wanted him to be in there to take the blame for their Build Back Better collapse civilization. You got to collapse civilization to build back better. So when you hear Build Back Better, that means collapse, enslave you, cut your resources off, make you dependent on the system for depopulation efforts that come in the next phase. But but he's so bad that it's really even hurt the New World Order now. As usual, the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. And so that's what we're dealing with. That's what we're facing. Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.Video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.Video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So, the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off, get incredible products, and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And gentlemen, we are live defending human liberty and peace and justice in the Christian way from deep in the heart of Texas, planet-wide. It is Monday, March 28th, 2022. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for caring. Thank you so much for all you do. And it really hit me Saturday, and I meant to talk about this on the Saturday show we did, the three-hour commercial-free show, and also the special four-hour show we did last night. And I never made this point, and I really need to make this point, because I've made it here and there, and Trump's made it here and there, but I've not really boiled it down for you and just absolutely laid this out. Now, I know you're already going to know this. I know this too. But, I mean, this needs to burn into your mind. Like, if I took this dagger on air and cut my index finger off on TV right now, everyone would really listen to what I had to say while blood was shooting out, right? That's like highlighting letters or putting them all in bold. It's like, hey, listen to this. I'm not going to cut my finger off. It's just a, I have no desire to. Don't need to be put in a mental institution. I'm saying it's a hypothetical. Would never do that. But when Buddhist monks go in Vietnam to try to end the war and pour gasoline on themselves and light themselves on fire and zen out while they die, it really impressed people, and folks listened to the letter that they had left there on the doorstep of the government building because they killed themselves. It wasn't just one guy. A bunch of them did it to get the attention of people. Well, guess who's going to be dying if we don't pay attention to this and realize this? All of us, ladies and gentlemen. All of us. Because our civilization, our savings, our future, our freedoms, our due process, everything, ladies and gentlemen, is being destroyed. So that monk burned himself up to try to stop the millions dying and to try to make it a point of how sick and evil it was. And that's my point about the analogy of cutting my finger off. When I would cut my finger off, I'd cut my arms off to stop what's happening in society, wouldn't you? But that won't get it done. It's going to take hard work and focus and being strong and not letting the globalists drive us into rages, because believe me, when I give you that advice, am I giving it to myself. I am so pissed. Last night, I'm sitting there looking at videos from Denver, Colorado, and Austin, Texas, and Chicago, Illinois, and Broward County, Florida, and New York City. And, I mean, it is pedophilia being taught to children in the schools. And I get so pissed that I literally just started yelling at people at the end of the show and had to leave. and had to go across the way and sit down for about an hour and settle down, because I've been suppressing this anger, and it's just it's so surreal. I mean, the footage we're putting up here is nothing compared to the actual training manuals. Five-year-olds being put in transgender closets and told that they're another sex. I mean, just classic brainwashing. The way the pedos took over the Catholic Church and the Boy Scouts is the same way. They're taking over all the institutions. I mean, this is their army. And I got so angry at the end of the show. We had a great two-hour show. I was handing the baton to Christy Lee and Owen Schroyer, who did an amazing job. And I just blew up at the end of the show over some little thing because I was already so disgusted and having so much trouble looking at this. So I know why a lot of people tune out. A lot of people just try to go hide in the country somewhere and try to just get away from everything because you can't stand looking at it, and so you can't stand fighting it. And believe me, I'm not judging you. I get it. All I want to do is go get a log cabin and have a farm and never leave the damn thing. Oh, my God, I'm hiring a kite out in the woods with no drugs, no alcohol, no coffee, no nothing, just chopping wood and planting crops and, you know, fiddling around with cows and you know, beehives and everything else. That's normal human activity. Fishing in the stream. Going over and having dinner with your family by an old cook stove. That's what it's all about. And everybody hungers for that and wants that. But let me give you a little newsflash. You're not going to be able to go and hide out. They're coming for you. They're coming for your children. And even if you don't have children, ladies and gentlemen, still, these children belong to all of us, and we can't let these people have them. Now, let me just make this point to you, then I'm going to come back and cover all the hardcore news in Russia and the economy and BlackRock and Vanguard and what they're openly announcing and just how horrible this is. And I just want to stop it. I want people to wake up and see what's happening and change our evil ways, all of us, myself included, and just stop it. But you know it's gone too far. You know it's not going to be stopped. They'll get stopped in the end by the total collapse, which they themselves are engineering as if that gives them control of it. See the delusion? They're trying to play God. But we can abate the crash landing here, ladies and gentlemen. We can abate the crash landing, and that's all I want to do. If we can just get the landing gear down and kind of try to slow the plane up and get its nose up, the plane might not totally blow to pieces at 200 miles an hour and we all die in a fireball. I mean, we can probably land. We might break some arms, break some necks. A few people might die. But we got to try, right? We got to try to land the plane. The trajectory, where we're going, everything that's been set in motion, nobody can turn it around. Not the New World Order, not us, only God. And, you know, we really deserve to have this big, decadent, evil, stinking civilization destroyed, don't we? But the children are innocent and don't. But if we don't stand up for the children, then God will allow evil to tear us into pieces. And the hedge of protection will be lifted, and we will be torn limb from limb. And the poor little children with the mask and the poison shots coming after them and all the pedophile training to totally confuse their minds and screw them up for life with their instructors telling them they're another sex and their instructors telling them how to shove things in their rear ends when they're 5 years old. I mean, this is just unspeakable. Locking schools down right here where I live, a couple miles from our studios, locking elementary students in, saying parents can't come in behind fences, and saying we're teaching the children how to rebel against their parents when they tell them not to be gay. Five-year-olds. You're gay. Your mommy's mean. She won't let you be who you are. What? I am? Yes. Don't you like other boys? Well, yeah, I like boys. Boys like boys to play with boys. Girls like girls. And so, well, you're gay. You're a lesbian. You're a transgender. And then, I mean, this is the most horrible, open, satanic abuse you could imagine. And it are just getting started. And once they start having sex with the kids and the children are having sex with each other, once all that's going on, once all that's happening, once all that's unfolding, then the institutions will start covering up the adult child sex and the child on child sex and all the perverted criminal activities, just like Boy Scouts, just like Penn State, just like all the major orphanages that have been busted in state-run systems worldwide, just like the state-run systems in Germany caught tens of thousands of children per city for decades, just like what you saw in the Vatican. This is a plan. This is a program. This is a operation. And that's why they hate anyone that exposes this the most. And it's why they attack me. And it's why they try to shut us down. And it's why they sue us. Because at the top and even at the middle levels, the people doing this are agents of this bare minimum. So when you see my enemies and you see them and you see what they do, you know, and you can just look at them and see it anyways, and then study their politics, they're all behind us, that these are pedophiles that want the energy and future and souls of children. And I am blessed to be attacked by the scum of the earth and to be standing against these pedophiles, and so are you. So I want to thank you all for joining us and all you do, but I'll give you the big story, the big issue that's so critical that I just preluded to when we come back. Infowars.com. The tip of the spear of human liberty. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Now, go forth and spread the links.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Last night, a false flag. Of course, the answer is 100%. People say, well, you don't usually cover entertainment and pop brainwashing and garbage. I usually don't. But it's a good illustration of how BS works and how BS operates and how the dying Hollywood system can only pull stunts now for attention. I'll hit that and lay it out in the last segment of this hour. Of course, next segment, I'll get into the huge news in Russia and Biden making a fool of himself and what's coming out of that. And Zelensky supposedly now set, as they really do begin to lose, to have talks with the Russians. We'll be laying all of this out and more here today. We're going to look at the giant crime waves that are exploding, not just here, but around the world, as the police forces are told to stand down and what's behind that, and how that ties into Larry Fink, George Soros, and, of course, people like Bill Gates and the whole Great Reset with the World Economic Forum. That is a very important group of stacks that I've got here that we're going to be going over today. And I don't have any guests today because I want to be able to cover the news. And I want to be able to take your phone calls. So we'll be taking calls throughout the second and third hour today. Okay. Let me hit the most important point. The globalists hate us and hate the idea of America because just the idea of private property and of owning your own land and being able to defend yourself and raise your children as you see fit and go to the church or not go to the church of your choosing. Just that idea threatens the neoliberal world government that just sets up liberalism and all of their divide and conquer strategies as the new system of control, the new religion. And they write books about it, and they brag about it, and they all admit it. And they say globalization, not just jobs and businesses and interdependent things where parts for a car are made in 10 different countries or you get your food from 100 different countries. Not just interdependence and, oh, a big kumbaya world where we all come together to love each other. That was the lie of the globalists. But where there's a political ideology of anti-family, anti-God, anti-male, anti-female, eugenics that uses that global interdependency that it controls through finance and militaries to carry out social engineering against the public. And the open declarations now that humans are bad, we must get rid of humans because they put off carbon, even though that's part of the carbon cycle and why there's life on this planet. Just amazing where we've gone in just the last 30 years. And so when the globalists get outraged at something and when they hate something, and when they go after people, and when they persecute people, and when they do everything they can to silence those individuals, but then create an artifice or a straw man of who that person or group is, you know that what that individual or what that group or what that book or what that film has in it is extremely threatening to the 1984 Brave New World Matrix society. And that's why they hate Alex Jones. That's why they hate Donald Trump. Not that Trump's perfect, but he does believe in humans and prosperity and doesn't want to kill everybody. And because we're popular, and because the ideas we promote are popular, because what you believe in is common sense and popular, you know, prosperity, freedom, security, family, duty, honor, pride in your nation, all of these things are assailed because they don't want you to want the good thing. They don't want you to want the steak. They don't want you to want the swimming pool. They don't want you to want to be able to travel and go wherever you want. Not that all that's God. Not that we should just worship those freedoms. But if anybody wants to take those things away from you, it's because they want to make you a slave. And then you better examine who they are and what they stand for. And then when you do that, you go, whoa, these people basically want to tie us up collectively in the bottom of some dungeon 20 floors up the ground and really dominate and hurt and control us. And then you get the spirit of who these jokers are. So that's where we are. And so it really hit me Saturday morning when I was hiking by myself that this is an extreme honor to be here on this show. It's an extreme honor to be one of the few symbols in the world that enrage the pedophile globalist vampires. They're beyond pedophiles. Anything that drains children's energy, anything that ruins lives, anything that creates long-term harm, anything that creates new people that will do twisted things to others, that's all the goal and the destination and the entire universe of these wraiths. And so you need to let it sink in that they hate Alex Jones because they hate you with a burning passion of every race, color, and creed because you were made by God and you have a connection to God and you have great potential. So they want to twist you. They want to dumb you down. They want to make you evil. They want to have you do other bad things to people so that they can engage in this satanic alchemy to extract sorrow and pain. And you need to really let it sink into you that it's not just the high-level globalists and politicians and corporate leaders and minions that are like this. They've now converted the majority of Democrats and liberals and communists around the world to literally hate God, hate families, hate themselves, and want whatever is nihilistic and destructive. They have successfully transmuted that barbarous satanic spirit into the general public. And you see people that look completely normal and were nice and sweet 5 years ago that were liberals. And by successive approximation, they now support atrocities, torture, surveillance, censorship, and anything the system says or pushes because they have been demoralized. They have been basically destroyed, and they don't get through mass Stockholm syndrome that they're under and learned helplessness that it's the system hurting them. They keep believing that if they just keep doubling down and submitting to whatever the orthodoxy is, that they will finally be transported to this wonderland and this utopia they were promised when they can't admit they were conned and deceived and repent and say, I reject the devil, I reject the world, I reject the system, I reject Hollywood, I reject the universities, I reject neoliberalism, and I want to get back to humanity and back to God and start freeing themselves and detoxing from it before it's too late. I mean, I'm not saying I'm the best looking guy around, but I have fire in my eyes and I'm alive, and people know it. You go around universities, you go around liberals, you can't believe how stunted and ugly and weak and hateful and just the men look like they're dead. The women look like they're half dead. And you're like, what happened to these people? And you look at whole seas of people of every color and they look like zombies in a movie that had their soul taken out of them or Skeksis in the Dark Crystal that have had their essence taken. And I've seen them deprogram when 6 months later they're beautiful and alive again. We can save these people. But remember, when they're under that satanic spell, they want one thing, to destroy you and to hurt you and to dominate you. They are under a satanic biomedical spell.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars is paradoxical. It's more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure, pay for our own bandwidth, everything else, we are running out of money. So listen. up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts that help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now. The biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, coming up, I'm going to get into the Oscar false flag attack last night with Will Smith and Chris Rock. Tony is a $3 bill. You're not supposed to question what's done officially. Don't question Hollywood. Don't question Biden. Don't question Zelensky. Don't question CNN. But we know they're a pack of liars and frauds and fakes. They're actors. I'm saying all actors are bad, but the whole system itself is disgusting. Zelensky's an actor, Sean Penn, all of it. It's very important. It ties to the economy, the crime wave, everything that's happening. I'm going to get to that next segment. I want to hit Russia and the huge developments there. And the next hour, get into some of the graphic footage, viewer discretion advised, of Russian soldiers, it's confirmed, it's real, having their feet, knees, and genitals blown off by Ukrainian Nazi battalions. It is actually the one of the main Nazi battalions doing it. Very serious war crime. And whether you're for Russia or Ukraine or whatever, or neutral like I am, this is wrong and this needs to be decried. And if we had footage of the Russians doing this, I would absolutely be against what that was unfolding. So it's very important not to lose your soul in this process, whichever side you're on, and to stand up for human dignity and basic human rights. Because if you take one group's rights, well, then you're going to end up having your rights taken, usually a lot sooner than you thought. All right, we have a very exciting announcement on a whole bunch of fronts. This is very simple. This is a piece of history. It's absolutely needed to stay on air, and it will, in all of my experience, go up in value historically because it's a piece of history and because there's a limited run of these, and it's also a very, very beautiful art item that also has intrinsic value because it is 999 pure silver. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the second installment. There's only going to be three of the founding member coins at 1776coin.com. 1776coin.com takes you to Patriot Collectibles, a site that, again, had the first coin. It's going to have more coins. It's going to have a lot of other really interesting collectibles in the future. And it is these offerings that are going to fund a lot of other lower price offerings. And then this isn't exorbitant, but it's meant to found it and set it up and do a bunch of other things that we're not going to get into yet. But if we're able to sell the three series, it's going to really help launch a lot of new stuff. A self-funding, self-operating Patriot collectible system that enriches everybody with culture and art and also going up in value and keeps us on the air. And a lot of it's top secret, but very, very soon, we're a little bit behind because all the stuff going on, but very, very soon you'll see a lot of new things getting launched, a lot of things happening, and that's because of you being a founding member. And everybody that gets one or two or three of the series, if you just have one of the coins and you sign up when you get it with your email, you're going to be sent some very, very special things. And I'm just leaving it at that. So last time we sold out of the 10,000 coins of the George Washington anti-tyrant coin, where he's slaying the dragon that's got the American Eagle on the other side. That sold out in 10 days. We have, again, 10,000 of these coins, same price, at 1776coin.com, 1776coin.com. That takes you to Patriot Collectibles with some great folks we're working with and a lot of exciting things that are coming in the near future thanks to you giving us the seed money to do this. So let me tell you about the new coin. If you're a radio listener and can't see how powerful it is, I don't want to say it's better than the last one, but it probably is. I mean, of the three in the series, I think this one for me is my favorite. And, of course, it's my concepts, and we had a great, very well-known, but he wants to be off-record, coin designer, etcher, that then took my ideas and put it into function. So it's a collaborative effort here. But a lot of folks would want to know that this is an Alex Jones design. It's a beautiful Tree of Liberty with the branches and the roots that are so important. Founding member, and it says, the Tree of Liberty must be refreshed. And you flip it over, there's the skull with the blood of patriots and tyrants, the famous Thomas Jefferson quote, founding member coin. It is dynamite. It is amazing. It is the highest stamp quality you're going to get. And it's got the markup in it to help us in the face of the enemy launch a lot of beautiful, wonderful things for human liberty and freedom. So this is a piece of history. Get yours today at 1776coin.com. And you can also call toll free if you'd like to get that done at 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, and you'll get your order through the InfoWars system. You can also link through at InfoWarsStore.com, the big banner there, but Patriot Collectibles is its own site and its own system, and there is a lot of really amazing, very high-end stuff at low prices that is going to be available there thanks to what you're doing, giving us the seed money to set this operation up. And anybody knows about InfoWars, we deliver on what we say or we die trying. Are you not impressed with what your investment in us has done and how we've devastated the New World Order and completely challenged their whole narrative? And now the avant-garde number one talk show host all over the world, whether you're in Romania or Hungary or Russia or Mexico or Brazil or the United States or Canada, are Alex Jones inspired acolytes. And I'm not trying to brag, but I don't really toot my horn, but behind the scenes, people tell me, you woke me up, you did it, it's incredible, thank you. And then a lot of them go on air and say that now. So, but I didn't do this. This was 100% a team effort of all of you that put up with me, because sometimes I'm awesome. Sometimes I'm like, man, you're a jerk. And this wonderful crew and all of our sponsors and our affiliates and Ted Anderson and just everybody that has done this, we have stood up to the most powerful evil people in the world, like BlackRock and Vanguard and the New World Order and Klaus Schwab. And it's been hell. It's been rough, but we have come through it together. You know, I haven't talked about this yet. I'm going to talk about it soon. There's a lot of reasons that I've waited since last week, because I want to show you the specifics and the evidence. We have the evidence, and it's just we are so much going on. It's hard to put yourself in the news, even though it's important. They've released the interim report on January 6th. And it's exactly what they want to question us about. And it's full of bull. We weren't in touch with Mark Meadows at the White House. We weren't planning to attack the Capitol. And they know that. They've got all the text messages with everybody. But they're right back at that, ladies and gentlemen, because that's what they do. And it's just preposterous. Hey, you better come tell us what's going on, or we're going to up the charges on Owen Schroyer. That's the tip of the iceberg, folks. That's the type of mafia, gangster crap this country has going on. And a lot of folks will be like, well, I better bow down to these people then. I better shut up. I mean, they're the bad people. We've done absolutely nothing. So I have zero fear, because I could stand before God and know that I have not been involved in anything criminal. I have not been involved in January 6th trying to attack that stupid Capitol and make us all look like idiots. Why the hell would I do that? I have the opposite motive. I wanted a 10-day investigation. But I'm just telling you, Owen's a real trooper. And I don't know if we're going to get into all of it yet, but I can't help myself. It's unbelievable. I mean, to our faces, directly to us, the feds are like, I can't even believe this country. I mean, it's like, even if you're not naive like me, you still don't expect the Justice Department to be openly bad guys and openly proud of it. But they all think it's cool. They all think it's powerful, and they're winning, and they're invincible. And I'm just like, look, I'm not your enemy, and I'm not fighting with you. I wanted to save the country. Just I'll get out of your way while you destroy yourselves. Okay, all right, then, okay. I'm just trying to build a new system, build a new America. I'm trying to get people to not support the corrupt evil system, protect their children. And it takes funds to do it, so get the coin while you still can. It's going to sell out. A lot of them are selling for 2-3 times what they were on eBay and at auctions right now. So I would get your 1776 coin, part 2, the Liberty Tree, the Tree of Liberty, at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll find the link, or 1776coin.com. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
And minds worldwide. Now, there's a tactic they use that lets them continue to win. The New World Order, Klaus Schwab, Joe Biden, the Clintons, Obama, who's supposed to be their rock star worldwide, Hollywood, their whole system has less than a 20% approval rating. And it's rapidly declining. And so it's a delusional cult that's already run out of gas. But when you see all the headlines, oh, Joe Biden is the reason America has high gas prices. Joe Biden's the reason America looks stupid. Joe Biden's the reason the borders are open. And at the end of the day, yeah, I mean, Joe Biden's the titular head of the group doing that, but he's meant to be blamed. That's why he was put in there, because he was dumb enough to want to be there during the collapse. He would take the job of, while they're collapsing America and collapsing the world and going into the next stage of the deindustrialization, Agenda 2030, Agenda 21, New World Order, that he was willing to be that guy. He's always been arrogant, always been corrupt, and has been out of his mind for at least 5-6 years. But he's so degenerate and degenerated so fast that it's even blowing up in their face now. So they're up late at night, Larry Fink and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates, worried you're going to research bioweapon labs they run, worried you're going to look at what dictators they're funding, worried that you're going to find out how they're funding all the transgenderism and open borders, worried that you're going to learn about replacement migration, worried that you're going to learn that they run the corporate world government, and then instead of puppets getting the blame, like Joe Biden or Gordon Brown or any of these people that have come and gone, Bill Clinton, instead of focusing on the puppets, and with Bill Clinton, he was somewhat in charge, interfacing with the globalists, but he was still a puppet. But with Biden, pure puppet. With, I mean, Kamala Harris, pure puppet. Not from Alzheimer's, but I mean, she is a puppet. Without even the Alzheimer's. She was born a puppet. And so you've got to recognize it's a fraud. You've got to realize they're basically actors. Jen Psaki's meant to be up there and be hated and everyone revile her. She was chosen. She thinks she's really smart and cool on a winning team. She doesn't know she was chosen to be hated. Kamala Harris doesn't know she was chosen to be hated. Joe Biden was chosen to be hated. I mean, she didn't have, Kamala Harris didn't have half a point with black Americans out of 15 candidates for the Democratic nomination 2 years ago. Remember? With white dingling, she had about a point and a half. Black people, about half a point. Black people are like, number one, this lady ain't black, and number two, she's fake as hell. She was chosen because they want, when all this bad stuff happens and there's an angrier world and you all get mad, you blame them. Not the Democratic Party, not the globalists that control them, but these individuals because they know how our brains work. It's like WWF wrestling and you got the Iron Sheik versus Hulk Hogan and they go get beers after. So that takes us to the Oscars. The Oscars in the 1980s, had 80 million viewers. It was as big as the Super Bowl is today. Look it up. Where is it now? Oscars evaporating ratings. In 2011, they had 37.9 million viewers. Last year, it was 10 million. We don't know the numbers from last night, but you know hundreds of millions, billions are watching Will Smith slap the comedian, Chris Rock. And so, of course, and now how do we know this is staged? Well, about 1,000 different angles and points go into it that your mind, the supercomputer, can look at and figure out. You subconsciously say it's fake. You consciously think it's fake because you have all these factors your brain has put together and then told you it's fake. It's not called intuition. It's called the supercomputer giving you the answer. And then you try to understand all the formulations that your incredible brain came up with. An ant's brain is a billion times smarter than the best AI computer top computer scientists will tell you. And how powerful is our brain? Oh, we're garbage. Oh, we're filth. Oh, we're bad for the earth. The globalists want us to decide to hate ourselves, so we'll subserve our incredible will to them. But back to Hollywood. How do I know? Well, Hollywood has the motive, with no one watching and caring, to put the Oscars back in the news and make you think about it and make you watch it to wonder, hey, next year, what's going to be happening at the Oscars? And then now you'll go watch more of what happened. And now everybody that was there, all these empty, soulless people, can talk about how they witnessed it and how they saw it. It was like a geek at a carnival biting the head off of a rat or a bat. Hollywood has collapsed. Its viewership has evaporated. It is eating its own, and it has no real viewers. So, billions of people are going to watch Will Smith slap Chris Rock. Billions. But when the numbers come out, probably 10 million watched it last night. Worldwide. Joe Rogan has more viewers than that every day. Before they censored us, we had more than every day. In 2 days, we had more than that. We have more viewers than them on a big day than they had last night. And they get ready for this all year and spend hundreds of millions of dollars on it. So, of course, it's a false flag. They stand to gain. It's all there. And then you watch him overslap him and the hand go through all stylized. And then Chris Rock act like he's confused. He doesn't know what's happened. You see the wives all super excited before it happens, after it happens. You see the body language. You see him laughing along with it. You see it all. I mean, the bad acting, strutting back to his wife, strutting back with the Oscar, because no one cares about the Oscar. No one cares about the Nobel Prize, because they cheapened it. They made it a joke, and now they cheapened it even more. You've just been exposed. to a false flag, ladies and gentlemen. And yeah, did he slap him? Yeah, he slapped him. A lot of times in movies and things, they will tell you, if the actors agree, to go ahead and actually take a hit. I never wanted to be or really pushed to be in movies, but Rick Linklater is a friend of mine, stuck me in a few of his movies. They said with the stunt people, do you mind falling down when they taser you and letting them drag your knees? And I got bloody knees with them dragging me into the SWAT team vehicle because I said, yeah, I want to do this like it's real. Well, you have about that hard across the face, and now every person on earth with a computer or with the internet is going to end up watching this clip we're going to play right now.
Oh. Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? That was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
You took my name out your fucking mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yes.
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife's name out your No!
I'm going to, okay?
I'm like, oh, he looks real. No, that's acting.
Okay. That was the greatest night in the history of television. Okay. Okay. So we are here to give a documentary out, to give an Oscar out.
Now, you saw the big tell, right? It's something they do in the WWE, WWF, before they change the name. He stomps his foot when he slaps him. Play the part with him slapping him again, and you hear this big... And again, ladies and gentlemen, the strutting back after he did it is like high school quality acting, ladies and gentlemen. High school... And look, he's leaning out to get the shot. Boom. He's even waiting for it. He's got his cheek out to take it. He actually sticks his cheek out. I mean, look at the bad acting. Back it up again. Chris Rock, this is a false flag. And two actors just did it on the stage to try to get attention, to gin up support for the collapsed Academy of Awards that is nothing but a giant total joke. Sticks the cheek out, braces. Gets ready for it, leans into what arm is going to come in. They've already rehearsed this 20 times. Boom! That's it. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. But you're not supposed to question, right? Everything Hollywood says is real. None of it's fake. Hollywood's real. Disney's real. Men becoming women is real. The Easter Bunny's real. Santa Claus is real. Hour number two, straight ahead.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.